Number 115.
This skull seen here was very instrumental in helping further protections for the Florida panther. Florida panthers are an iconic mammal in Florida and are an excellent example of how federal protection and management can help a highly endangered species recover. Florida panthers are the only subspecies found still in the eastern United States. There were once many subspecies of panthers that were wide-ranging and numerous, but by the early 20th century, they were almost hunted out of existence. And in the 1960s, the Florida panther was thought to be extinct. In the 1970s, there were an estimated 20 Florida panthers in the wild. They were one of the first species added to the newly created Endangered Species Act in 1973. Thanks to protections from the Endangered Species Act and the genetic restoration efforts in the 1990s, which used Texas panthers, the Florida panther population has rebounded and is estimated around 160 individuals. This particular individual was shot by two hunters in Palm Beach County in 1983. There was considerable debate as to whether this individual was a Florida panther or not, since if it was a Florida panther, the hunters could be charged with killing a protected species, but if it was not one of the Florida panthers, they wouldn't be prosecuted. Several experts weighed in by looking at the measurements on the skull and other skeletal elements, trying to determine the true origin of this panther. At the time, the results were inconclusive as to the true subspecies status, although now experts believe it was a Florida panther. However, because of the debate, the protections for Florida panthers was broadened to a look-alike law, where individuals could be prosecuted for killing any panther in the state of Florida, regardless of whether or not it was a Florida panther. Some Florida panthers have distinctive markings that are unique to the subspecies, due to a history of inbreeding and limited gene flow. Those characteristics include a kinked tail and a unique patch of fur on the back of it like a cowlick. The high chin here has a distinctive cowlick. The kink in the tail is not preserved in the hide, however, but this individual did have one. Florida panthers are only found in South Florida, such as in Everglades National Park and in Big Cypress National Park. However, males have been known to roam further. In fact, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, the furthest known location recently for a male panther was in Georgia. Recently, a female panther was spotted north of Caloosahatchee River, which has long been regarded as the northern limit for the population. My name is Verity Mathis, and I am the Mammal Collections Manager at the Florida Museum of Natural History.